Just a few words on the hardware store. I want to explain what I'm writing and what I'm doing. I'm beginning a new series of podcasts called Just a Few Words. It's just me talking about stuff. I already do this, but now I'm making it official and giving these a unique name. It's just a few words like wanting ice water. It's all part of one-on-one communications in the digital age and what an age we are living in. I've done a number of one-on-one interviews, long distance, on Zoom, and I'm going to have those for you very soon. I'm editing them now. Once again, this episode, just a few words on the hardware store. One of my favorite stores is the hardware store. I like to handle my own minor home repairs. I'm handy, I can do it, and I like saving money. I began fixing things around the house when I bought my first home. But I really became addicted to my visits to the hardware store when I lived in Washington, D.C. My little house on Capitol Hill was built before the Civil War. It had been cared for and remodeled and updated, but still, it was a mini money pit. I loved that little house. It was on 5th Street, Southeast. I could walk to the Supreme Court and the Capitol for work. Of course, I could walk then. I barely can now. I loved it. My next home was new, and new homes require different kinds of purchases at the hardware store. New home builders sometimes use cheaper products. They break easily, so I was always looking for ways to update and improve that house. I loved that house. It was in Virginia, and I was planning for that house to be my last house. I was going to live there forever, but I wound up coming back to California to be closer to my dad. So I live now in California. My California home was built in 1990, so it is now officially 30 years old. 4 people currently live here, including 2 cats, 1 really annoying dog, my best friend Thor, and a gecko, Puxley, who is the best pet ever. This house needs work. Toilets clog, the door jams are dirty, the front door lock broke from someone kicking it in. True story. So, off to the hardware store I go. I love it there. I love the people there. They are helpful and smart. Not necessarily book smart, but they are worldly smart. They know how to fix broken things. And I am a broken thing. I have broken legs. From time to time, a broken heart. I miss work. I'm still broken by losing my job. And now, I know I'm not alone. The pandemic has destroyed the jobs of so many, many of us. I like what the hardware store people represent. They help make things better, newer, cleaner. They fix broken things. As the pandemic stay-at-home order drags on, I find I need my trips to the hardware store more than ever. My dishwasher broke about a year ago, and now with all of us at home, I find that the dishes never stop getting dirty. I tried to fix the dishwasher myself, but the computer on top of the dishwasher needed to be replaced, and the new dishwasher motherboard was going to cost more than a new one. I built my own video editing computer, so I know my way around motherboards. And I realized I just need to junk the dishwasher and move on. I went online, but the hardware store site would not let me pick up the dishwasher. They wanted to deliver it. They are not installing due to COVID. No problem. I have my handyman, JJ, who gave me an estimate about a year ago. JJ was going to pick up the new baby and haul away the old one and take away an additional load of junk to the landfill. I have lots of old junk. I am now addicted to throwing things away because I don't want to hoard. Sadly, though, I could not pick up the new dishwasher. The website would not let me. So I got on my gloves, my mask, my bacterial wipes, and headed to the hardware store. Holy cow! The line to get in was 2 blocks long. I am not kidding. Now, I had been there a week before, and I breezed right in. I got an email that they were managing the virus, not letting people come and go, only allowing a certain number of people into the store at a time. But this was wild. I decided not to go. I left and drove through a fast food place for a Diet Coke. I needed to calm down. I was halfway home when I turned around and drove back. No worries about gas. Oil is $0 a barrel. Soon they're going to be paying us to buy gas. I got back and the line was shorter. I parked. I opened my door and just sat there. My leg is not... it's not good. Okay, I'll tell you. I wrote, my leg is bad, but I didn't want to say that. Okay, my leg is not good. Worse than I will admit. And I injured my good knee on my good leg. So I'm basically effed. The man in the next stall said, are you okay? I'm blessed, I answered. He liked that. You an amputee, he asked. In the old days, like 6 months ago, I would have snapped, none of your damn business. Or I would have made up an elaborate lie. I like messing with people who ask personal, none of your business questions. But this is the pandemic. I miss people. I like people. I wanted to hug him. Polio, I said. I'm old. I'm going to get you a motorized cart, he offered. No, I said, no, I'm fine. Please don't. I'm not listening, Missy, he said as he walked away. You need the cart. He returned moments later with a worker driving a cart. I thanked them both and I climbed in. I shot a short video about the lines and I rolled on in. The store was not empty like some others. There were just as many people as usual. Odd, I thought. I found the dishwasher I wanted, got help from a darling, handsome young man with a Russian accent, then rolled around to get some paint for my lawn chairs and a snake for a clog in my daughter's bathroom. I was happy, almost giddy. I loved being out among fixer-uppers. These are my peeps, I thought. Then it happened. A voice over the PA system announced that the store was closing in 15 minutes. Please take your purchases to the checkout counter. I was sad. Then I began looking for the line. And then I found it. It was at least 2 blocks long. People with a hammer, a potted plant, some with carts full of items, others with those big carts that were loaded with lumber. I finally found the end of the line, and a man cut in front of me while I was making a U-turn in my cart. Hey, I said. I saw you, he said. I'm just saving you a place. A hardware store man, I thought. My kind of man. I shot another short video as I rolled up to the checkout counter. One man saw the line and yelled out, holy F-word. Everybody laughed. Someone else yelled, it's moving fast. Another said, faster than the Disneyland lines. Where's the fast track? Pass, another said. Then someone else yelled, yeah, and it's a dry heat. We were all happy, giddy to be out among other people like ourselves, other hardware store people, fixer uppers. But I wondered, how is this safe? We are not spaced out. We're all clustered together in line. It was better the week before when we were all coming and going and we weren't being managed. Then I realized Americans do not like rules. We are pioneers, immigrants, Westerners, rebels. We like moving and going our own way. All that said, I don't think I'm going back to the hardware store soon. Not for a while. Not until this is over. I swabbed myself down, I wore my masks, and I wore my gloves. I really don't want to die. And I think I'm not being careful enough. we still have to stay home. We have to stay home and be safe and be careful not to spread the virus. But I love my hardware store peeps, and I loved my trip to the hardware store. I'm Gloria Moraga. Just a few words. Please take care. Please subscribe and share. Be safe.